Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Thank you for hanging out with us. It's the Don and Steve Experience on MyTalk 107.1. Thank you to all of you who listen as a podcast later in the day, some who listen overnight. However you squeeze us in, we're really appreciative that you make us part of your day. Donna Valentine was in the Garden State for the second weekend in about four. I mean, she's been getting back, recharging her New Jersey batteries, and she will be like a bat out of hell tomorrow, shot out of a cannon. She will return to the show tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. She will be with the woman who I am with right now, Brittany. Radio Brittany, as she saved in my phone. Hi, Britt.
Hey, Steve Patterson, my talk. That's how you are in my phone.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the funny thing is,
I saw something last night. You go.
No. I was going to say, Mike is in my phone as Mike Ganger. That's it. I guess I've accepted that I know his first and last name on a level that I always know who he is. So, all right. Tell me
about yourself. In my phone as Mike the Mensch.
Okay.
Because that was one of the initial titles that we were calling him whenever we were trying to work out his on-air nickname. So we were talking about this. This came up on the show on Friday. And just realizing how we have different people. And you, Brittany, especially mentioned that if someone has been active on a dating site, then they're trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right, then you got to store a bunch of phone numbers in your place as you try to date these different people. And maybe you don't remember to delete these people. And so we were going through all these different phrasings that we had for people saved in the phone that generally is for our eyes only, right? Yeah. Usually the other person who's calling you does not see that, or texting you, they don't see that. Well, someone sent this to me on Twitter. Thank you so much for sending this over. And they said, it's funny, they were just talking about this on the Donna and Steve show. You will hear from a woman. I don't know her name because I got this video as a duet. So someone is just on the other side of the camera just reacting. But listen to what happened to this person and imagine for a moment all of your stored contacts and all of the names that you have in all of those contacts and then this happening.
An Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone.
Oh, no.
And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. And then imagine them receiving an invitation. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot.
Oh.
Anyways, I have to quit or get a new identity. I don't even know. I just made.
Oh, my.
So now imagine this.
Oh, layers. Oh, that's terrible.
She sends out an Evite for her daughter's first birthday party. So you could even stop right there and say, what if you accidentally invited everyone you've ever known to your daughter's first birthday party? Already a problem. Old bosses, exes, relatives you don't speak to anymore, all of it.
Oh.
Then to realize that it was sent to them under the name of which they are stored in that person's phone, like Derek Irol. So this is clearly some D that she probably hated at work or something like that, but at some point needed his number. And then Derek Irol gets cordially invited to little Lily's first birthday party.
Oh.
Jenny, whose car I hit in the parking lot. She hasn't spoken to this woman since the insurance settled this claim years ago. And now Jenny is invited to the party under that name. So think for a moment. In fact, if you're in a position where you can, just open your phone and start slowly scrolling through your contacts and imagine people receiving invitations under that name.
Oh.
Brittany, when you hear that, how would you, Brittany Arneson, have responded as a human?
I would check the windows if I can just jump, because that is the worst thing I've ever heard. The idea of some of these people, like that, I mean, I have Chris Dog Park. I don't even know who that is. I guess there was a Chris I met at Dog Park. I never followed through with texting. I have the name and then do not answer. So that's going to be the mixed messages right there.
Oh my god.
Not great. No, oh my, it just gives me anxiety. I have the need to poop when you tell me this story. A lot of mine are all, I got a I have a duck owner truck driver, not even a first name, duck owner truck driver in my phone. Like,
why would you have stored this person's, were you buying a duck, buying a truck?
Nope. Neither things. So I feel a lot of anxiety around a lot of old roommates under weird names. Yeah. I mean, yeah,
it would just, and again, you know, rarely would they be super, super inappropriate. But when you mix that, when you layer that on top of the fact that you have accidentally invited them also to your child's first birthday party, and just anytime, even just randomly establishing contact with someone that you haven't had contact with is not great. In fact, I thought this would be a fun game, and I am not willing to play it. But for those daring, for the daring people who would, I thought this would be a fun game. Like, if you're ever sitting around with your buddies, where you open up your contacts,
yeah,
and then just start like scrolling up, then look away from your phone, scroll down,
no,
scroll up, scroll no, up, scroll up, scroll down, and then when the other person says stop,
no,
wherever your finger is, and they're over your finger so you can't cheat, you then have to communicate
no,
with that person.
No. Everything no.
So like, let me see. If I did this right now, I'm just going to do this blind here. Okay. Down, 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 up, 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 down, down. All right, this one. Oh, I would have had to text message a guy named Josh Zaretsky, who I worked with on a developing pop-up game show, the thing that I do on Instagram. So that wouldn't have been so bad.
But if
I would have been two down and yeah, had to reach out to Linda Zealous, my sister's best friend from high school, that would have been weirder.
I did it with you, and when you said stop, I landed on Gretchen question mark. So like, I don't know. I don't know.
That's kind of a fun game though, right?
I was almost,
if you get it in a group and everybody yeah, had to do it, you know, like you're looking over the person's shoulder and then you have to watch this text that they sent. And maybe it turns into a beautiful reestablished connection with somebody.
Yeah, like I'd start with, are you Gretchen?
Who is Zach Nugent in my phone?
He sounds enthralling. I almost landed on Grant Whitaker. Now that would have been like lovely and delightful. But of course,
by the way, Zach Nugent works at the Minnesota Zoo. PR. He's great. I worked with him last year. Thank you, Zach, for like, all of.
Also weird if you like. He's probably like, if it's 8 at night, you're at a bonfire and you're calling him. Like, it's weird. It's weird.
Well, especially if, to add one layer to the game, and then we'll take a break. If you had to send a specific message, so nothing crazy, yeah, but like you couldn't say, hey Zach, this is totally weird, I know we haven't talked in a while, you couldn't explain it, it just has to be, hey, been too long, what's up, or how you been, and then you see where it goes. That's a fun game.
Or
a contact roulette.
Even worse, asking them for a favor. Like, you have to ask this random person, like, hey, like, maybe you could pretend you're raising,
can you help me move,
yeah, or like raising money for something, or like your kit, something, because like none of us as Minnesotans like to ask for help. So like the idea of being like, yeah, the asking for move, like that hits me. Like, hey, are you free next Saturday? Like, and of course not follow through with it, but like have to ask them and watch them struggle as they figure out how to lie that they are busy.
I feel very uncomfortable just thinking about these things.
Same.
This is all very bad. Let's Same. Take a break. When we come back, I came across something on Instagram. A guy suggested that we do something when we run errands. I'll tell you what he said. I'm so sorry. I really tried to get through that tease without sneezing, and then it came on me.
That sneeze tease?
I don't think I got through it. That was my sneeze tease. I'm just going to leave it there. Come back if you like these shenanigans. Hey, friends, what's up? Stevie Boy from my buddies over at the Canopy Group. They're helping people out right now. You know, I'm down here in Nashville today, and they say that the traffic has been getting nuts. I heard a commercial talking about all the traffic. And boy, when I think about traffic and all these cars coming and going, you think of the fender benders that happen, the time when you need to turn to your insurance company and say, hey, can you help me out? That's why I tell you to turn to the Canopy Group. Here's what they're going to do. When it's time for a claim, go to MyTalker, reach out and said, look, I made the switch to the Canopy Group. Yes, I saved over $1,200, and that's awesome. But when it really came time for them to show up, they like exceeded my expectations. Why? Because then they were able to get them cash in hand after the claim was all settled within just a few days, like beginning to end. Event happened to cash in hand. Why? Because they have 16 different companies for you to choose from, which means you're going to get options so that you know you are getting the best coverage for your situation. Time for you to make a change. Here's step one. Go to thecanopygroup.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hi, everybody. Woo! Having a fun Monday here on the Don and Steve Experience, where talk is fun. Donna Valentine not here today. She's going to be back tomorrow, traveling back from New Jersey. But Britt Nene has been in all day day, and we're happy to say she'll be back tomorrow as well. Hey, Britt!
Hey, hey.
There you go. That's yes and.
I know. It was very painful, but I did it.
Often it feels like defeat. I will grant you that. But you win. Yeah, kudos on the cooperative points there.
Thank you.
Okay, so I wanted to bring this up. Brittany, I wondered what your approach is, and I don't really know you outside of the building.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
That hurt.
I don't, we haven't like hung out outside of that. You came up to my wife and I a bit aggressively one night at Chan House and Dinner Theaters.
I was informed later that she thought I was drunk.
Well, after you left, I explained, hey, here's something crazy about Brittany. She's stone cold sober.
She's been sober for years.
And she said, wow. And but her quote was, as she is another sober individual, she said, that makes her even more awesome. So it was actually an overall compliment. To
yeah, me. It's just a little bit layered.
Well, because how do we put this? You always seem like you're on drugs. You know what I mean?
I
in
know.
A nice way. Girl, and that's a nice thing.
I know. I always.
But
I,
yeah.
Yeah, I have always yeah, like got wishful thinking that I am also on drugs.
You're always very understated, or I've never seen you updated is what I should say. You're always like fully there, doing whatever, always quick-witted, got a thing to say, never like, oh, Britt must be dragging today. No one's ever said that about you.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. I am excited for life and confined. Like, I feel like I had a decent time on my deployment. I'll say that. Like, there was times where I had a wonderful time on my deployment, and I think that says more about my low bar for entertainment.
That could be. Mm-hmm. Where were you when you were deployed?
Okay, Kuwait and Iraq, but I really don't want us to get distracted because I want to hear about this person that running errands. And I know that you and I are easily distracted.
I am very much more interested in your story than my story right now, but just to be professional,
yeah,
I will go with my story.
Thank you.
So Nashville Steve's on freaking Instagram yesterday, right? On our descent, right? We're descending. We're coming into the Music City. I'm in Nashville today. If you guys haven't heard, I'm changed. And I see this Instagram reel pop up, and it's this well-dressed guy. He's in like a kind of like a pea coat. You know, it's like three-quarter length. He's got a dress shirt on underneath it, untucked, but well put together, well-groomed hair, nice beard, good-fitting jeans. And here's what it says on the screen. A little over 6 months ago, I started dressing better even when running simple errands. Here's what I noticed. Number one, I've been in a better mood. There's something about dressing well and feeling well. I think it'd be dressing good and feeling well, but
no.
Who cares? He's well-dressed.
No, you do good and you dress well.
You do good?
Yeah.
Does he dress well? So he does dress well and feels well?
He feels weller.
Nailed it.
Thanks.
Number two, he also noticed that people notice. And he says, I often get a nice compliment on my outfit. Number three, it makes running the most mundane of errands better. And I find myself slowing down and actually enjoying them. Give it a try and let me know how you feel. That post has 200,000 likes. I'm curious, since I don't know you outside of the building, to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do this? Are you put together when you go stop at Target or run by Home Depot or the local co-op? Or are you like the rest of us, some version of a hot mess?
Yeah, like I'm a rat person most of the time. But when I come here, normally I like to dress up. Like this is my dress up time. Or like when we were at Chan Dinner Theater, I like to pull out like my nice dresses because I enjoy putting together an outfit. And especially because we're on radio, I can wear ridiculously dumb shoes because we don't walk around really that much. So, right. Like, I take radio as a let's show all my outfits. Amy, our boss, once told me she's never seen me wear the same outfit twice, and it was an honor. So, like, I do,
wow.
I do have fun with clothes. Like, I do feel like it's a lot of times armor for me, or like feels part of, like, a lot of times I pick out my outfit at night. So, it's just when I wake up in the morning, I have
this, oh, my.
Yeah. Like, I like clothes. But,
so, okay, would yeah. you do what this guy is saying? Like implementing, it's a Wednesday and you don't have to come into the building, let's say, but you know that you have to go to Target. Would you dress like elevated, not just like, oh, this is fashionable. She's always put together. This guy is dressing elevated no. for mundane tasks.
No, I'm a rat person. Like I actually like in on the weekends, since I don't like I probably change 2 to 3 times a day in general, but
what?
Yeah. Because I have my workout outfit, I'm going on walks outfits, I wear different things from like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like so, but...
Okay, I stand down.
But, thank you. But if I'm not going in, I'm going to be pulling out an outfit that's going to work for both going to running to Target and then going on my walk later. Or yeah. going to Target or going to the workout later. So no, I would never be somebody who thinks it's time to like... Now, that being said, if it was the year 2020, there'd be times where I would full on be wearing the most ridiculous things out of pure, like, it's time to wear this. I yeah. haven't worn this yeah. in a long
this
time.
This tuxedo needs to get worn.
Yes.
Come hell or high water.
How about you? Are you?
This is not me. No, this guy strikes me. I'm totally judging here.
Yeah.
This strikes me as more of like a single bachelor thing to do. Because then you could bump into a partner, you know, could turn into something where it's like, I'm tired. I'm not going to be well-dressed. I'm usually sweating.
But you can throw...
I'm a hard pass.
Peacoats you can throw on anything and look put together, though, so...
Cover story! Next with DJ Rock Lobster. Stay there, clomp clomp.
Hello there. It is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com, the weight loss plan where I lost about 25, 30 pounds. I did it about this time last year. I went on spring break with my family, and I said, that's it. When I get back, no more... eating all the foods that I know are making me chubby, not liking the way I look in the mirror. I'm going to learn how to eat better. I'm going to take the time-tested methods that MNFatLoss.com has. I'm not going to take a weird pill. I'm not going to take a weird drug. I'm not going to do any sort of surgery. I'm not going to eat prepackaged meals. They're going to let me eat foods I actually like. Meats and vegetables and fruits. And I'm going to watch those pounds come off. And that is what happened. I like those guys at MNFatLoss.com. I think you will too. Here's the deal. You want to save $200? When you call up MNFatLoss.com for that free consultation, you tell them, Rocco from My Talk sent you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're wrapping things up here in the Don and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1. On a beautiful Monday. Beautiful in the Twin Cities. Beautiful down here in Nashville, Tennessee, where I've been broadcasting this morning. Thank you guys for dealing with a few technical difficulties at the beginning of this year. Broadcast has been great to be joined by Brittany again today. She's going to be in with Donna Valentine tomorrow. Donna will be back. She's in New Jersey today. We've got the big Zamboni who's been producing all 3 hours this morning. Thank you so much, Mike.
Honk, honk.
Hey, Mike, I wonder if you might find the Vern Lundquist call of Tiger Woods shot from the 2005 Masters.
Will do.
With the logo. Remember the iconic moment? The reason I asked, this is totally unprompted, but yesterday the Masters wrapped up. Scottie Scheffler, for you golf fans, won his second Masters in 3 years. He's only 27 years old. He was the guy that we were talking about on Friday, Brittany, like, hey, his wife is pregnant.
You know,
she's like 8 1/4 months pregnant. What he said he's leaving if she goes into labor. She did not. He ended up holding on to win the Masters. So congratulations to him. But from the world of broadcasting, there is a voice that has been so familiar to so many people for so many years. His name is Vern Lundquist, who turns out is from Duluth, Minnesota. And he has done every sports bit of broadcasting that you can do. But yesterday, and before I knew that it was his final Masters, it was his 40th time broadcasting the Masters. He's 83 years old. And when he's been at the Masters, he is always in a little perch at hole number 16, which is a par 3. You have to get it over the water, and it's right toward the end of your round of golf. So particularly on a final round of golf, things can get really dramatic. And he has been a part of so many calls, and he's got like just this comforting voice. Movie fans will know him as the voice of Happy Gilmore. He was the play-by-play guy in that Adam Sandler movie years ago. But I was like, man, I just love this guy's voice, and I associate him with so many Sunday afternoons, even growing up and hearing him as golf was on when my dad would watch. And he's just a part of so many people's memories. He signed off for the final time yesterday from the Masters. And maybe you remember this call from 2005 as Tiger Woods was trying to make a comeback in one of the most dramatic shots in golf history.
Always long left, and he's right at the second cut.
Vern, this is extremely difficult. This is one of the toughest pitches on the entire place here.
I remember watching that live, and what a moment that was. And so tip of the, frankly, cowboy hat to Vern Lundquist for wrapping up just a storied career at the Masters. And that "in your life" became such a just like a trademark of Vern Lundquist. And he is just, I just love every time I hear him. So I was bummed to know that yesterday was his final Masters.
Yeah, that's, I have a special place in my heart for golf. Even though I don't play and I don't watch, there's nothing better than a golf nap. And it's the only time my husband will, like, sit and, like, he won't nap. So, like, I like a group nap and I cannot get him to, like, lay down. So he will watch golf as I nap. So even hearing that, I go, oh, I love golf. I love golf naps more than anything.
Isn't the group nap really to avoid nap guilt? Right?
Yes, and missing things. I'm not a FOMO person, but, like, the idea of, like, what if all the cul-de-sac got together and, like, tie-dyed a bunch of outfits while I was taking a nap? I would be devastated. And so
you walk out,
yeah,
they're all in their tie-dye. It's already dried.
Or they, like, learned an elaborate dance together in the middle of the cul-de-sac while I was taking this, you know, hour nap or something. Like, no, I force people to take naps with me. Like, hey, we should just, we have a big couch, so it's not, like, weird. But I've taken naps.
Couch flex.
Yeah, I don't want to break. But, like, you know, there's been times. I remember when the AC next door, the Goldens, broke. And so I convinced them to come and watch Harry Potter with me on the couch while Gogo was napping. And we had three people napping on the couch. Full laying out.
Wow.
Best nap. 2022.
I love a group nap. Anytime. Yeah, if I can look over to Lou and say, hey, let's just take a nap. We can do it. We've got a window right now. Let's just do this.
Well, is she a napper?
She's a napper. Okay. She's a napper. Yeah, she's willing to take the plunge.
Yeah.
Can I run one last thing by you guys?
I mean,
I'm not trying to travel flex.
Yeah, you're going to anyway, so.
But, so tomorrow I'm going to fly to New York and do a couple of things with Live with Kelly and Mark. Here's the sitch. Tuesday, again, these are always very short trips. So Tuesday, after we shoot, that evening, I've got two options.
Mm-hmm.
Option one, go back to an Italian restaurant that I had the best pasta I've ever had two times. So, like, it lived up to the hype two times. Same dish two times. Or ditch that and go try to get tickets to a last-second Broadway show.
Ooh, personally would go Broadway show.
100%.
Yeah. Like, right now, guys, Six. Did you see, have you heard of Six, the musical?
I've heard of Six. Very fun. The Michael Jackson show. I hear is great.
I would do Six. I've been wanting to see that one. It's, and like, I like it when you kind of learn something too a little bit, like secretly learn. Like, that's why, like, I learned Hamilton was never a president is when I saw Hamilton. Like the amount that I learned from that musical is embarrassing. I went to a public school. Don't come for me. I think Six would be the one I would go to if I could right now. Last time I went to New York, I went to like 4 shows. So that's what I would do for sure.
Oh man. Yeah. And there is, and if you can score a discount ticket too, right before there's an exhilaration.
You're one person. Well. So one person is so easy to get a seat. That's like, you could slip in and out of there for about $60, I bet.
Oh, man. But this meal, though, you ever have like a meal where you're like, that? I will remember that meal forever. I had that same experience 2 times, many months apart, of the same exact dish. It actually was better the second time.
I don't think Nashville Steve cares about pasta.
Oh, wait, that's right. I got to go slap a steed and get my tuckers done.
No. Hate it.
I will work on the jargon. I will grant you that I'm not doing great there. She's Brittany. Yeah. He is Mike. This is Stevie Boy. Bradley and Donna next. Love you long time. Bye now.
Bye.
Here's a My Talk keyword for you. Cremation. That'll get you to Crescent Tide Cremation Services. Talking about end-of-life stuff isn't the most fun thing to do on a fun radio station. But you know what? It is a conversation that every family should have. I've had conversations with both of my parents, and they've both told me that they'd like a simple cremation when it's their time. In fact, my mom has already gone to Crescent Tide prepaid, pre-planned for that simple cremation because she's the kind of lady that A, likes having things done her way, B, has never wanted or liked the idea of a stuffy, formal funeral home type situation. She says, no, I don't want any of that. She also likes taking care of things and making things easy for her kids. She's a mom. So that's what she did. She's prepaid. She's pre-planned. So everything is all buttoned up. It's not just the prepay and pre-plan, though. Go look at their Google reviews and see how Crescent Tide has come through for families in that time of need. CrescentTide.com.